New accusations of police brutality are being investigated after footage taken during the G20 protests show a female protester being struck by an officer. As the woman argues, the officer appears to swipe at her with his hand and then apparently hitting her on the legs with a baton. His police ID numbers have also been covered up. Marie Claire from the human rights group Liberty says it's difficult to understand what justified a huge officer to assault a small woman.
There should be no mistake that policing protests is a difficult job, but these people are highly trained professionals that shouldn't be rising to a little bit of verbal that they're getting off protesters. How it looks, you have this big burly police officer striking first with his hand and then with a baton at a tiny little woman, and the use of force looks completely out of line with how the situation is.
The video footage of the female protester emerged as the Independent Police Complaints Commission, the police watchdog, continues to investigate the death of 47-year-old Ian Tomlinson, who suffered a heart attack and died during the demonstrations on April 1st. The pictures of his assault were obtained by a British newspaper which flashed them around the world. Its journalist Duncan Campbell told me police tactics need to be examined.
It raises questions about the police tactics on the day. They bottled the demonstrators in what's known as a kettle or kettling operation, whereby they corral all the demonstrators for a number of hours on this occasion. And I think that causes unnecessary tension and could possibly lead to what we've just seen happening.
The police officer in question has now been suspended, and it's emerged that he's from the same territorial support group as the officer suspended over Ian Tomlinson's death. Police brutality was a concern during the former American President George Bush's visit last year. Anti-Bush protesters say police were heavy-handed, and a press conference organized by Stop the War highlighted their injuries. Unfortunately, video evidence was not available to bring those responsible to account. The issue around secret recording and CCTV cameras lending to a Big Brother society is a double-edged sword, as it can be used against the establishment. Scotland Yard says that the officer featured in the video has raised immediate concerns. Police say that the decision to use force is made by the individual officer and that they must be accountable for that. Usma Hussein for Press TV in London.